AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Senate has taken the first step to end the government shutdown. 8 Democrats joined Republicans to move toward passing compromise legislation to fund the government. As part of a compromise, the Senate will hold a vote on extending expiring health care tax credits. Meanwhile, the shutdown and the Federal Aviation Administration's order to reduce air traffic is affecting thousands of flights. More than 2,700 flights were canceled yesterday. Nearly 10,000 were delayed. President Trump has become the first sitting president to attend an NFL regular season game since 1978.
He attended the Washington Commanders contest against the Detroit Lions on Sunday. House Speaker Mike Johnson was among those who joined Trump in a suite at Northwest Stadium. Before the president's arrival, he flew over the stadium in Air Force One. Only 2 other times did a president go to an NFL game during the regular season while in office: Richard Nixon in 1969 and Jimmy Carter in 1978. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
In the Philippines, a massive typhoon caused floods, landslides, and power outages in the northwestern part of the country. At least 4 people were killed and more than 1.4 million were displaced. California health officials say preliminary tests found that ByHeart baby formula contained the type of bacteria that produces the toxin linked to a botulism outbreak. At least 13 infants in 10 states have gotten sick. No deaths have been reported. The head of the BBC and the broadcaster's top news executive both resigned yesterday following criticism over how the organization edited a speech by President Trump. Britain's publicly funded national broadcaster has been criticized for editing a speech Trump made on January 6, 2021, before protesters attacked the Capitol in Washington. This is AP News. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on Israel receiving the remains of a hostage killed in Gaza in 2014.
A solemn song is heard outside a forensic institute in Tel Aviv. Police officers are lined up saluting the convoy carrying the remains of Hadar Golden, a soldier killed in Gaza in 2014 and held for 11 years. Hamas returned the remains, which they say were found in a tunnel in Rafah. Golden was killed in 2014, just after a ceasefire started in that year's war between Israel and Hamas. The return of his remains marks a significant development in the U.S.-brokered truce. It also ends a painful chapter for Golden's family, who ran a decade-long campaign to bring his remains home. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.